Nick King on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
ABC Gives is our annual fundraising drive for local charity, and this year we are proud to be teaming up with Anglicare NT. Anglicare NT provide a huge range of services in aged care, homelessness support, mental health, parenting, and heaps more. There's nearly 90 services they offer. And they reach right across the territory from Darwin to Arnhem Land and Katherine to Alice Springs. If you can and you'd like to make a donation, please just text the word donate to 0487 991 0057. Now, homelessness is a huge issue in the Northern Territory, and in the most recent census, 13,104 people were registered as being homeless on that one night alone. In Alice Springs, you're dealing with the hottest of summers and the desert chill of winter. It isn't a city that you want to be in without a roof over your head. Thankfully, Alice Springs Housing Support Services, operated by Anglicare, are here to help. Shelley Beatty is the Alice Springs Housing Support Services Manager. G'day, Shelley.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. Shelley, give me a snapshot of your 2023. How busy have you guys been with the cost of living crisis that rolls on?
We've been extremely busy in the housing homelessness sector. We operate a transitional accommodation program. It's commenced over 20 years ago. It originated in some flats, in 18 one-bedroom flats, and then in 2009 we took over 27 two-bedroom townhouses that's become available for families and children. And we're at full occupancy while they wait for their home on a full-time basis.
I was going to say, I bet that doesn't meet the demand. Even though it sounds like a lot, I bet there's still people on the waiting list.
Absolutely. We've got a never-ending waiting list and constantly taking people on a daily basis.
Shelley, what type of people come looking for your help?
At the moment, we've got around 53 adults and 36 children in our transitional accommodation program, and that's over 45 bedrooms.
And when they come to you, what are they asking for? Are they just in a situation and they need help out of it, or is there a varying degree of help they need?
Yeah, so these people are on a journey from homelessness, looking for long-term stable accommodation.
And I imagine help isn't always that easy to ask for, is it?
Never. Not easy to ask for. And it's that there's a lot of barriers that people are facing to actually ask for a bit of help.
What are those barriers? Is it obviously sort of making the personal choice to come out and ask for help isn't straight up easy?
That's right. And a lot of the people that come into Anglicare have got language barriers or just a lot of barriers to where to start on this, on the housing continuum.
Shelley, we used a couple of words there, transitioning and being on a journey. What are the steps for transitioning from homelessness to more stable accommodation?
So this, the transitional accommodation program is a program that people enter into so we can teach people life skills or how to obtain a tenancy, how to pay the basic rent, basic energy bills, obtain driver's license, how to do food shopping, basic budgeting, and just linking in with other services.
I think when we look at a name like Alice Springs Housing Support Services, we think, okay, here's somebody that needs a roof over their head. We're going to send them to you guys. You're going to find a roof for them. Done. Happy days. But it's not so much that, is it? There is that life education aspect as well, where you're actually learning to do some of those basic things and how to manage money to make sure you don't end up back there again, I suppose.
Yes, a lot of people have basic knowledge in just general day-to-day life skills that a lot of us people take for granted. Just connecting with essential services like Centrelink or how to turn your electricity on or connect with things that we just think may be easy. It's quite hard for these people that we support.
Shelley, I don't think anyone will admit that navigating your way through Centrelink is easy at all. That can be that's like trying to get on the phone to an airline. You can be there for a long time. You get asked a lot of questions you don't necessarily have the answer for.
Absolutely. And then what, when they receive that support and that income, what do they need to do with that? Do we need to pay bills? Do we need to pay our rent? How do we eat? How do we do grocery shopping? How do we budget?
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's not just about, you know, getting the money or getting the roof over your head. It's about sustaining it. How big's your team down there, Shelley?
I've got a great team of 10 with case managers, admin and maintenance support workers.
So you got 10 people to run. Just how many rooms did you say again at the beginning?
So we've got in our single unit flats, we've got 18 single units and then we've got 27 first floor, two bedroom units. And then we also have 21 community housing units and then also offer tenancy support service to those in urban tenancies to sustain their tenancies and to stay in their current homes.
Is that separate to the original service? That's for people that are renting a property but maybe just need to learn some of those life skills as well?
Correct.
Tell me about some of the success stories from your program, Shelley.
Oh, I've got a handful of very great success stories.
Without naming names or too many details.
Yes, but absolutely. Some really great success stories are families have came into the program, have really embraced all aspects of it, and then we've been able to move along and then watch them move into their more stable, longer-term accommodation. Then going to support them 3 months moving forward and see how they're really flourishing.
What is that like for you to pop back in and go, hey, how you doing? And they're like, actually, we're doing great. Thank you so much. That must be so rewarding.
It's such a privilege for me and my team to be able to be on their journeys with these people to see those successes, but also to be able to have that opportunity to go back in and say, hey, do you need a little bit of help here or a bit of guidance or a re-referral to make sure they stay on track?
Are you expecting to get busier leading into Christmas? It's a question I hate to ask, but I feel like your service, you tend to have more people knocking on the door as the holidays come around.
Yeah, Nick, it's just constantly busy. It's never ending, and yeah, it's a constant busy cycle.
Shelley, we are asking for donations to go to Anglicare NT this year. You can donate by texting the word donate to 0487 991 0057. Shelley, how do donations make a difference to the people that rely on your service?
Donations always will make a huge difference. The vital service for Alice Springs at the moment is our OutCare program. It's significantly underfunded. It's the post-prison release support service through OutCare program in Alice Springs. And $20 can give phone credit to a newly released prisoner. $50 could give a food box. $100 could give a bed package to someone who's just been released from prison going into our program.
Yeah, look, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to leave prison with absolutely nothing. And those figures, I mean, that's so much, it's just excellent value. $100 that can give you enough to set you up with a bed and something to sleep on can make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Shelley, I'm going to let you get back to it because I feel a bit selfish taking up so much of your time. But thank you for giving us a bit of an intro to what you guys do. We're going to go gangbusters over the next couple of weeks to try and get as much money in the bank as we can for your service, but not just the Alice Springs Housing Support Service, but for Anglicare NT, for people in need in the regions and not just here in Darwin as well. So thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nick.
That is Shelley Beattie. Shelley is the manager of the Alice Springs Housing Support Services. And like you heard there, they're always busy. There is never a lull. Once they've got all their rooms and their units and everything filled, when people move on, there's always somebody moved back in there. And your donations will absolutely help anybody in Alice Springs that does need a roof over their head or even just needs some of that life education, that financial literacy, that help with, Centrelink. I haven't had to call them for a while, thankfully, but I remember what a nightmare it is to try and navigate those services when it's not something you're used to doing and you constantly ask questions that you don't know how to answer. If you can donate, we'd love you to do so. 0487 991 0057. Just text the word donate to the regular number you would always text into this program on. and we will send you a link where you can make a donation of any value.